Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 277, Bread from Heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6:33. Let that settle for just a moment. The crowd that followed Jesus that day weren't villains. They were ordinary people with ordinary hunger, people who had been fed the day before and came back the next morning empty again. And that is exactly what the bread of this world does. It satisfies for a while, and then the hunger comes back. But there is another hunger that no table in the world will ever reach. You know what I'm talking about. The hunger for meaning. That question that doesn't go quiet, even when life is going well. The hunger for belonging. To know that you are not alone in this world. The hunger for real life. Not just getting through another day, but something worth waking up for. That hunger runs deeper, and it doesn't go away after one good meal. So Jesus does something extraordinary here. He doesn't say, I have the bread. He says, the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven. A person who descends. Not a principle, not a system, not a set of steps to improve your performance. A person who came from beyond our reach, because we could never have climbed up to where the answer was. And here is the heart of everything. The coming down is the grace. Christ did not wait for us to become worthy. He didn't wait for us to resolve the contradictions in our own lives before drawing near. He came, flesh, history, cross, to be exactly where we are, to reach us here, on this ordinary day, with this real and present hunger. And he came for the world, not for a tribe, not for the ones who already had it all together, not for the ones who say all the right things and never wrestle with doubt. The word is wide open, the world. That includes you. It includes the people you love who seem far off. Nobody is beyond the reach of what Jesus came to offer. But there is one more thing the image of bread teaches us. You don't eat bread once and call it done. You come back to the table every single day. Communion with Christ is not an event that happened once a long time ago. It is a daily rhythm. It is what holds us when the circumstances shift, when the ground shakes, when the morning starts heavy. You need this bread today, not the memory of eating yesterday. Today. So here is the call. Simple, concrete, and real. Before breakfast, before you check your phone, before the day gets its hands on you, open the phone. Gospel of John to chapter 6 and read verses 32 through 35 out loud. Let the words come out of your mouth and then say to Jesus in one plain sentence, Lord, you are the bread I need today, not a long prayer. One sentence. Honest, bring the right hunger to the right table. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.